But it stopped raining at the weekend too. The sun came out and it was warm, well, kind of. But is it enough to convince tillage farmers to start sowing crops after months and months of heavy rain? Bobby Miller, chairperson of the Irish Grain Growers and Tillage Farmers, is in Stradbally in County Leash. Bobby Miller, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
A lovely weekend after 10 months of very wet weather. What's been the impact on you?
I suppose the most important thing to say to us has been very mentally challenging for us, Gavin. We're getting out into fields now after such a long wet period, and we're basically a month behind on work in what is a very short growing season. But we are being very challenging on us mentally. We just couldn't go into the fields to look after our crops and get crops established.
Now, you sow winter barley, oats, spring malt and barley, spring beans and oilseed rape. How has the bad and long winter interfered with your sowing?
Yeah, last autumn we sow our winter crops and we got about 2/3 of what we normally get in into the ground. And some of them crops are suffering as a result of all the wet winter. And usually we sow spring crops in March. That's the peak period for sowing crops like barley, and we just couldn't go into the fields with there's such wet conditions, absolutely atrocious conditions, and we're still waiting for ground to dry out. The drier fields are beginning to be sowed there the last day or two, but ground has been very, very wet, and just the impact of that is been very tough on us, very tough on us, and we are wondering where we're going to go as tillage farmers.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a one-off. Our weather is getting consistently warmer and wetter, as George was telling us earlier. Do you accept that our climate is changing and that tillage farmers are perhaps going to have to adapt as a result?
Yeah, it's definitely coming to the fore of our minds all the time now. This is the second year in a row we haven't been able to plant in March. And that's peak time, as I said, excepting we totally depend on weather as farmers. So we have to respond to it. Going by mayor, in fact, their last 30 years, the weather has become more extreme, more wet periods and more drought periods. And the last thing we want as tillage farmers now, after all the rain, is a big long drought period, because our crops won't be established enough.
So how do you adapt to this change then, Bobby?
Don't know. We have used technology, I suppose, the likes of maybe gene editing technology, that we grow drought-resistant crops. It's an area that we're going to have to work on as farmers. Particular fields mightn't be suitable for tillage going forward now if the weather gets going the direction it's going. And as a sector, we're after getting a hammer with the acreage that's in Ireland. The last 40 years, we've lost 40% of our tillage area. And the irony of all this, Gavin, is that I had a crop of oats last year and they were carbon net neutral. So that means as a sector, we have reached our climate change targets 26 years ahead of the government's target. Okay. So there is irony there from us.
Bobby Miller, chairperson of the Irish Grain Growers Association and tillage farmer in County Leash, thank you for speaking with us this morning.